Hello, folks, and welcome to Roots and Branches and Beyond. My name's Ivan Emke with you for the next 60 minutes, and this is show number 212, another set of winter rambles, starting off with Cordine, a quartet of accordion players, doing something called Harvest Home and Fisherman's Favorite. This first is a famous tune at sessions and so on, for starting a bit too fast, and then finding out all the notes are clumped toward the end of one of the sections. Hope you enjoy the travels today. I'll tell you a bit more about Cordine in a moment. Smiling after that, I don't know what's wrong with you. Four great accordion players. There are little bits of notes here and there and chords that they're putting in. You can tell they're having a lot of fun. Four accordion players from Ireland and Newfoundland, and included sort of the cultural connections between Ireland and Newfoundland. At least that's the heart of Cordine. So from Waterford, Ireland, Benny McCarthy. He was a founding member of Danu, great Irish band. And then from the Slieve Lucra, from a very rich area there of Irish music, that was Conor Moriarty. He's an All-Ireland accordion champion. And from Newfoundland, of Graham Wells, previously of the Irish Descendants and a bunch of other bands, and Billy Sutton. And he's played with the crowd rock group, The Fables, and many others as well. Something called Harvest Home and Fisherman's Favorites, and that was from their CD called Musical Bridge. It is Roots and Branches and Beyond, and we are doing the usual kind of travels around this and that area of the Celtic world and beyond. We head kind of back to Canada now from Newfoundland, and this is Matt Anderson, and he's a Canadian blues guitarist, singer-songwriter. He's from Perth Andover. He's in New Brunswick, so he's, you know, just basically almost into Canada. His musical career started in 2002, about 20 years ago, with the New Brunswick band Flat Top. He's won lots of awards, including the top prize for a duo or individual in the Memphis, Tennessee International Blues Challenge. He beat out people from 11 other countries and 5 continents. He was the first Canadian to prevail over the event's history at that point. That was 2010, and he's continued to go from strength to strength. He's won the Maple Blues Awards a number of years. He is a powerhouse performer with a giant voice, commanding stage presence. This is him in concert. From a CD called Something in Between, this is Matt Anderson with Come By.
Come
Country sound of the electric guitar really fits in with that. That's Corb Lund and Hurtin' Al Burton. It's a song, the name of a song. It's also the name of his band these days. I guess he really liked that expression. It is a great expression. That's from a CD called Counterfeit Blues. He's done a number of CDs that were really released more so in the United States to try to get a kind of foothold there, and this would be one of them. Corb Lund is from Southern Ontario. He's released about nine albums or so, and three of them, I think, have been certified gold, kind of alt country. I've played him a number of times on this show. Great. In concert as well. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. This is show number 212 and a set of winter rambles. It's the number three of a series of eight. I think I'm going to do eight of this is a sort of rambling. This is music that I've been listening to in the last month or two that I think, well, other people might like to listen to as well. This is a band that I don't think I've ever played in this show, but they've been around quite a while. 10,000 Maniacs is an American alternative rock band. They were founded in 1981. They have about 20 releases now. Their most significant success, though, was between 87 and 93. There were four albums in the top 50 in the U.S. during that time. And this was a fourth album. This is one that they did. MTV was doing the series of Unplugged concerts, and so this is MTV Unplugged. A couple of years before this, their lead singer, and she had written a lot of the songs, Natalie Merchant, announced that she was going to pursue a solo career. She gave the band 2 years' notice. You know, that's kind of the standard nice thing to do. Recorded this CD, and by the time it came out, she had left the band and gone on to a solo career. I've played some of her solo stuff, but not the material she did with 10,000 Maniacs. She was replaced by Mary Ramsey, who's been the lead singer ever since. The band was formed back in 1981. Originally, they were called Still Life, and they invited Natalie Merchant, who was then 17, just to sit in and do some vocals, and she ended up there. Early on, they became tired of playing cover songs, so they wrote some of their own, like this one here. This is a song called Like the Weather. This is 10,000 Maniacs, live in concert. Mm-hmm. Of tunes there. That's one of the most famous of British folk duos. That was Martin Carthy and Dave Swarbrick. They started, I think, in 1966. They started playing as a duo, and they played an important part in the tremendous sort of shake-up given to British folk music in the middle of the late 1960s. They parted ways in 1969. Dave Swarbrick went into Fairport Convention. Martin Carthy went solo a while, and then he joined Steel Eye Span. Anyway, they revived their partnership in 1989. They'd been playing, you know, together in different bands off and on. And in 2007, this was like 40 years after they first started, they received an award for Best Duo at the BBC Radio 2 Folk Awards. So 40 years later, they still had the currency, the relevance, to win top of the heap, I suppose, if you can call duos a heap, at the BBC Radio 2 Folk Awards. That was the Pepper Pot, Sailing into Walpole's March, and Bunker Hill. I love the fact that Martin Carthy would go, yep, when he was ready to move into the next tune, or they were to move into the next tune. It really helps a lot, because sometimes tunes sort of sound the same. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. You could be listening on Voice of Bombay, CHBB 95.9 FM in Norris Point, 98.1 in Rocky Harbour, or possibly Radio Bell Island, CJBI 93.9 FM in Bell Island, Newfoundland. However you got here, I'm glad you joined me. Okay, funerals in New Orleans. Now, you don't get any folklore credit for all this kind of stuff, but the traditional New Orleans funerals and jazz were really quite connected in New Orleans. And one of the reasons why is that many of the slaves who had been brought to America from West Africa came from Benin and Nigeria in this area of what became known as the Slave Coast, unfortunately. There were a number of ideas around funerals, and one was, firstly, that they all, in Africa, they had societies sometimes that were formed to ensure that their members received a very proper burial at the time of death. And that's something that exists still to this day in New Orleans. Secondly, a funeral was seen as a major celebration. And so when they were Christianized in New Orleans, they still maintained these things. And so it is argued that the addition of the brass and all the funeral marches and so on that took place in New Orleans were really thanks to the burial societies and the traditions that came over from Nigeria and Benin and other countries like that. Nevertheless, there is a CD, a double set CD that you got not long ago called Funeral Songs, Dead Man Blues, and it's all quite old recordings of funeral music and marches and so on from New Orleans. I'm going to play two tracks from there. First of all, Jelly Roll Morton. He's an American ragtime jazz pianist, band leader, composer. He is jazz's first arranger, and he proved that a genre rooted in improvisation could still retain its essential characteristics when it was notated. And his song, Jelly Roll Blues, published in 1915, was one of the first published jazz compositions that other people could sort of play the same thing, even though it sort of sounded extemporaneous. He claimed to have invented the genre of jazz in 1902. Well, he would have been 12 years old at the time, but, you know, it's possible. The second one, he's going to do a song called Oh, Didn't He Ramble, and then I'll have a Louis Armstrong song. Of course, Louis Armstrong is probably known to you, American trumpeter, vocalist, among the most influential figures in jazz, had a five-decade career. He was born and raised in New Orleans, became known in the 1920s as quite an inventive trumpet player, and he shifted the focus from collective improvisation of a band to solo playing as well, solo performance. He had this instantly recognizable, and you may recognize it as he sings here, a gravelly voice. So he was a really good singer and improviser, did a lot of great scat singing as well, blending the, you know, the lyrics and the melody and bending the notes here and there, and renowned for his charismatic stage presences. And he was one of the very first popular African-American entertainers to really cross over to wide popularity with international audiences. Two tracks from New Orleans Funerals, Jelly Roll Morton with Oh, Didn't He Ramble, and then Louis Armstrong with Old Man Moses.
Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. If the women don't get you, the whiskey must. Just cut him down.
Nose. Lived in the log hut and he called him Old Man Mose.
Yeah.
Early one morning, I knocked at his door. Didn't hear a single sound. I ain't gonna do it no more. Cause I believe.
Old man.
I believe.
Old man.
I believe.
Old man.
That Old Man Mose day. I'm telling you, I believe.
Old man.
Mose kicked the bucket. 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 Now look here. I went around to the side and I peeped through the crack. I saw an old man laying flat on his back.
Yeah.
If Old Man Mose was dead asleep, I did not know. Boy, after looking through that window,
they ain't gonna do that no more.
Cause I found out.
Oh, man.
I found out.
Oh, man.
I found out.
Oh, man.
That Old Man Mose, I'm telling you, I found out.
Oh, man.
What it's all about.
Oh, man.
now. Moose kick the bucket. 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 Moose kick the bucket.
Well, when you go in and you pre-arrange your funeral, just ask for a New Orleans jazz funeral and just see if they've got that package available. A couple of tracks there from Louis Armstrong, Old Man Moses, and Jelly Roll Morton, Oh Didn't He Ramble. It's from a 2-CD series with some information about jazz funerals and so on, simply called Funeral Songs. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. This is show number 212. And it is a set of winter rambles going here and there. You could be listening on Bay of Islands Radio, CKVB 100.1 FM in Cornerbrook, Newfoundland, Labrador, or possibly Mun Radio, CHMR 93.5 FM in St. John's, Newfoundland, however you got here. I'm glad you've joined me. Well, sometimes I go through kind of the older sections of my CD library and I take out something that I haven't listened to for a long time. And I hope you do this as well, because sometimes there are old chestnuts that just, they really hold up to the test of time. This is from Joni Mitchell. She started out as a Canadian singer-songwriter, drawing from folk and pop and rock and jazz and so on. She's received lots and lots of accolades, 9 Grammy Awards, induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and so on. Rolling Stone called her one of the greatest songwriters ever. She began singing in small nightclubs in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. She grew up in Ontario and Saskatchewan. Throughout Western Canada, she was also busking in the streets and the nightclubs of Toronto. She moved to the United States in 1965 and began touring. Her roots are really in visual art, and she designed most of her album covers. She just describes herself as a painter derailed by circumstance. This is a song that has done quite well for her, and it stands up nicely. From her CD called Clouds, Both Sides Now.
Of angel hair and ice cream castles in the air and feather canyons everywhere. I've looked at clouds that weave, but now they only block the sun. They rain and snow on everyone. So many I would have done, but clouds got in my way. I've looked at clouds from both sides now, from up and down, and still somehow it's cloud illusions. I recall, I really don't know clouds. Love that we, but now it's just another show. You leave them laughing when you go, and if you care, don't let them know. Don't give yourself away. I've looked at love from both sides now, from give and take, and still somehow it's love's illusions. I recall, I really don't know love at all. Tears and fears and feeling proud to say I love you. surface crowds. I've looked at life that way. But now old friends are acting strange. They shake their heads, they say I've changed. Well, something's lost, but something's gained in living every day. I've looked at life from both sides now, then win and lose, and still somehow we life's illusions. I recall I really don't know life at all. I've looked at life from both sides now, from up and down, and still
Bandura. That's the St. Demetrius Bandura Ensemble doing the Zaporozhian March. They're an ensemble from the St. Demetrius Ukrainian Orthodox Church in Toronto area. This is a CD that was released in 2015 as part of the church's 75th anniversary project. It's 26 tracks of Bandura music from their Bandura Ensemble. And it's from traditional Ukrainian sources or liturgical, sometimes they're classical, popular in genres. And if you're interested, I'm not sure if they're still going right now because of the pandemic, but classes are Tuesday evenings at 6:30 at the cathedral. And so if you would like to go, well, to the church, I should really say. A cathedral has to, yeah, but you know how there are rules about that. But a bandura is a Ukrainian plucked string folk instrument, sort of elements of the zither and the lute. It went from, in the 1700s, it only had between 5 and 12 strings. Then it went to 31 and then 56 and sometimes even 68. So that's like string inflation, dramatic string inflation. Before that, we heard Joni Mitchell and Both Sides Now from her Clouds, what would have been a cassette and a LP at that time. It was released in April of 1969. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond, and this is show number 212. You could be listening a variety of places: Cape May Radio at WCFA 101.5 in Cape May, New Jersey, in London, Ontario, 106.9 FM, CIXX, Fanshawe's 106.9, or possibly on Cape Radio in Cape Breton, CJBU 107.3. FM. However you got here, I'm glad you joined me. If you listen regularly on a radio station, I don't mention it, just drop me a line, rbbmusic.ca, and that can get you all kinds of old shows as well as in touch. Next up, we have Anne Letterman, originally from Manitoba. She's a fiddler, singer, composer, rooted in lots of musical traditions, you know, Métis and French-Canadian and Scottish and Irish, old-time Canadian, Eastern European. Anyway, she sings in several languages. She plays, well, in addition to the fiddle, mandolin and guitar, tenor guitar and piano and bones, jaw harp, you know. She began her career as a fiddler in the late 1970s. She toured with Harry Hibbs. Remember Harry Hibbs? Oh, yes. In 1983, I think the first time I saw her play was as half of the duo Muddy York with Ian Bell. And they released a great recording back then, Scatter the Ashes, Music of Old Ontario. I think it was one of the early releases that made me kind of rethink some of those things that happened in early Ontario, old Ontario, were kind of cool in a way. She returned to Manitoba, studied the music of Native and Métis fiddlers, and did a number of archival recordings. She started releasing solo releases in 1991, and I'm going to play a track from her first solo release. The Flying Bulgar Klezmer Band was something that she was involved in as well, and has taught folklore and music at York University and so on. She was also a musical consultant for the Road to Avonlea television series. Now, that gives her real cred, right? This is from her original, her first solo CD, Rattle on the Stovepipe. This is Anne Letterman.
Rattle on the stovepipe, boot Jack Joe. Rattle on the stovepipe, boot Jack Joe. Rattle on the stovepipe, boot.
From two fellows who are Newfoundland guitarists, Duane Andrews and Craig Young. That's from their CD Charlie's Boogie, and that was a set of tunes, Old Boney and Good Morning, Would You Like Some Tea? Or Good Morning, You Would Like Some Tea. One is, well, they're different kinds of sentences. Duane Andrews is, of course, best known probably by his sort of jazz, Django Reinhardt kind of style, gypsy jazz music. His debut CD came out in 2004. He's got a pile of releases. Since then, Craig Young is one of Canada's most talented country guitarists. Really, he's really a fine player. Four-time recipient of the Canadian Country Music Award for Best Guitarist. He's played in lots of different albums, and he blends sort of country modes with traditional sounds, which to me makes it sound a little bit more interesting. Grew up in Burgio, Newfoundland. Before that, we heard from Jean Carignon, and he was a fiddler born in Lévis, Quebec, in 1916. He later moved to Sherbrooke, and then Trois-Rivières, then Montreal. He studied with noted Quebec fiddler Joseph Allard, and he learned the music of the great Irish fiddlers as well, like Michael Coleman and James Morrison, and the Scottish fiddler James Scott Skinner. And he was a friend of violinist and conductor Yehudi Menuhin. He's a wonderful, kind of well-rounded fiddle violin player. He became a member of the Order of Canada in 1974 as the greatest fiddler in North America. That's indeed what they said. He was known for this amazing technique, great joy and energy, virtuosity with feeling, and he had a repertoire of 7,000 pieces. I've met some people who have amazing repertoires, but 7,000 pieces just takes the cake. Just time for a couple more tracks here. This is Billy Stewart. This was a classic song. Billy Stewart was a rhythm and blues singer, popular during the 1960s, sang with his brothers, did some recordings and so on, had a big hit with this, a top 10 hit in the 1960s. Chuck, 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 chuck.
Summertime and the living is easy. Fish are jumping, don't you know, my darling? I said it right now, and the cotton is high. Like a your daddy is a rich, son of a rich girl, and your mommy's good looking, yeah. I saw a hush, better little baby, don't you cry. One of these mornings come, girl, you
you're gonna rise up singing. Then you spread your little wings, and take to the sky. La 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 la. That morning, come on, baby, there's nothing gonna harm you, girl. With a dummy and a daddy standing by. Yeah. So, and I'm never gonna let you go, la 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 la.
Master of the big ending there. That was Billy Stewart from 1966. A big hit then is a version of Gershwin's Summertime. You probably weren't quite sure where I was going with that, but it's just kind of interesting. Even though, as I said, he died in 1970, he was resurrected. His music became quite popular in the 70s and 80s among certain areas, especially in the West Coast, the Chicano youth. And he was inducted into the class of 2021 for the National Rhythm and Blues Hall of Fame. So just last year, he'd been dead for 41 years, but his music lived on. Well, that comes to kind of the end of the show, and we're ending off with a little bit of Norwegian water sprite music. This is Amelia Amper. She's playing the nickel harpa, and it's common in Nordic countries, a keyed fiddle. She released this solo album in 2012. It was called The Magic Bird, or Trollfaglen, or something like that in Norwegian, which you can send me letters about my pronunciation if you wish. But this is, it's called the Brittles Nakpolska, and it is for the water sprites. I'm so glad you joined me today, and I hope you enjoyed our travels here and there. Come back again next week. I'll be here again. And do take care of each other. All right? Deal? Happy trails.